You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners here today. God, I pray for them. Lord, I pray you'd bless each and every person that's taken the time to tune into this broadcast here today because they want to hear a word from you. Lord, I pray they won't be disappointed. Speak to each and every person here today. Lead us all and guide us. Speak to us, equip us, strengthen us, empower us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here. Friday, when this program is airing, maybe you're hearing it on a podcast Thursday night, but on Friday here today, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church this weekend. Now, Sunday morning at 10:30, we have been looking at what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. Now, this Sunday, we're going to be switching up to chapter 25 of the Gospel of Matthew and a look at very famous text. It's known as the parable of the 10 virgins, where the Bible says that 5 had oil and 5 didn't. Those that had oil, which we know is a picture of the Holy Spirit, that is those who were ready for the Lord's return, went in with him to the feast, and those that weren't were locked out. Now that's this message this Sunday. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Our services are Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you. And that will be the message. The Lord is imploring people, do not miss his return. All throughout the end of chapter 24 and chapter 25. Therefore, be ye also ready, for at an hour you think not, he says, the Son of Man cometh. Be ye also ready. Hebrews 9:28, he says he's coming a second time apart from sin unto salvation to them that look for him. You know how you look for him? Not just looking up in the sky, but you look for him by how you live. You look for him by living right. You look for him by what you do. You look for him by what you don't do. Are you looking for his return? Do you say no to the things of this world and to sin because you are looking for him? I invite you out this Sunday morning. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 6. To hear these other broadcasts, you can go to WGODontheair.net and follow that website there. And there's a link on there. The name's escaped me, but there's a link on there to hear all of these prior podcasts. There's 5 years worth of programs uploaded and sermons uploaded as well. So you can hear more teaching from this ministry. Also on Facebook, if you go to WGOD Radio, all of these programs and the Sunday sermons are uploaded there on Facebook. So you can hear it on your computer, even if you're going to another church. I encourage you, hear these programs. Hear what the Lord is saying here. Now, we're looking at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We're looking at the opening, the loosing of the Seven Seals. We left off yesterday with Death Rides a Horse. Chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "Behold, a pale horse." Actually, a verse earlier than that. "When he opened," he, that's Jesus, the Lamb that was slain, the Son of God, "when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being saying, 'Come.'" Now, he's calling here horse and rider, I believe. Some texts say, "Come and see." And if those texts are accurate, then he's calling John. If he's saying, "Come," then he's calling the horse and the rider, instructing them to go out into the earth, down here to us. Fulfill your calling. And what's the calling of this fourth rider? Let's see. "When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living being saying, 'Come.' And behold, a pale horse. And he who sat on it was named Death. And Hades was following him." Now, this word here, chloros, where our word chloroform comes from, it means a sick, deathly, pale color. That's the horse. "Behold, a pale horse. And he who sat on it was named Death." You know that old, what was it? It was a saying, it was a book or a movie. What was it? It was called Death Rides a Horse. I'm sure this is where it comes from, right here. A pale horse. "And he who sat on it was named Death. And Hades was following him." Notice that heaven's not following him, but hell is following him. It's like a faithful dog riding at his side. And hell is there, could we say, to clean house? Everyone in the path of destruction here from this rider of this horse here named Death, Hades follows him. And authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with death and by wild beasts of the earth. So that's the fourth rider. That's where we left off. Is this stuff happening yet? No way. No way this stuff is happening yet. When we get to the sixth seal here coming up in verse 12, this corresponds to Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, where Jesus says, "Immediately after the tribulation." No, this is the end of the tribulation here. We have not seen this yet. We haven't seen the four horsemen yet. The first horseman was Antichrist. We haven't seen him yet because we believe there's going to be both a new temple in Jerusalem when this happens. We believe there's going to be two witnesses prophesying in Jerusalem, as it says in chapter 11, that they will speak or prophesy for 1,260 days. We haven't seen these things happen yet, so we haven't seen this four horsemen here yet. Okay, let's move on here to verse 9. Now, this is the opening of the fifth seal. "Now, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." Boy, how prophetic is that? How often do we see that here today? "They were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." You know what the testimony which they held was? It's three words. And that is, Jesus is Lord. That's the testimony that they held. This has been going on for 2,000 years. Remember what John wrote in chapter 1. He said, "I was on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ." Those are the two things today to get a person to lose their head out here by these crazy Muslims that are out here trying to kill people. The testimony of Jesus Christ and the word of God will get you thrown out of public schools today. It'll get you thrown out of the courtroom today. The Ten Commandments are being removed from courthouses and courtrooms today. They're being removed from the Air Force Academy and from the Naval Academy. Why? Because of an intolerance of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. We see at the end of the age, this will continue to cost a person his life. And that's what we see here. "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those that were slain for or on account of the word of God." They were killed for their Bible. and they were killed for the testimony which they held. And I guarantee you this, if their soul is in heaven, the testimony that they had was Jesus Christ as Lord. It's the testimony today that'll cost your life and cost people. We see it on the news all the time. You know, that just shows you how satanic is that. How evil, wicked, satanic is your religion when you'll kill someone who loves you. That's it. This is the Christian's call. This is the command given by the Lord Jesus Christ to Christians, is to love one another as I have loved you. 1 John 3:14, by this we know we've passed from death unto life, in that we love the brethren. By this all men will know that you're my disciples. John 13:35, that you have love one for another. Love your enemies, he says. This is what we do. This is the trademark of Christians, is loving your enemies. Pray for those, he said on the Sermon on the Mount. Pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father, which is in heaven. This is the trademark of the Christian, loving your enemies. Praying for those who persecute you. Praying for those who misuse you. Praying for those who persecute you. And especially Muslims want to kill you and me because we love them. How satanic is that? Friend, do you want to kill someone because they love you? You've been deceived. Christians love you. We love one another. We're called to love and pray for our enemies because at one point in time, we weren't any different than anybody else. And that where we were enemies of God. But the Lord Jesus Christ took our place, died on the cross. God's forgiven us of all of our sins. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God's forgiven us of a whole boatload of sins, stuff that condemned us, and God's forgiven us because his son died on the cross for us. We've been forgiven of sins. Likewise, God commands us to love our enemies, to forgive people that hurt us. Friend, if you are killing Christians out here, you've been deceived. Christians aren't your enemies. Christians love you. Christians forgive you. Now imagine that. You are in a religion that kills Christians. When Christians are the one group that loves you, like Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, you've been deceived. If you hate Christians, you've been deceived. Christians are your friends. They love you. They care about you. Now here again, we see under the altar, the souls of those who were slain on account of the word of God, they were killed for their Bibles. And number two, the testimony which they held. And that testimony which they held, future tense, it's past, present, and future. The testimony that they held is this: Jesus Christ is Lord. Is that your testimony? I pray it is. We'll be back again soon here with a new program. Again, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30 to look at this sermon here, the parable of the 10 virgins, and to come out and worship with us as well. Now, we'll be back again soon. Now, next week, I'm going to play a program here from a sermon that I preached here just a couple weeks ago, The Days of Lot. That's going to air next week, and we'll be back again soon as we continue with our ongoing verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.